Very anxious to go out to our friend Dylan Howard from American Media Inc., where he is the editor and chief content officer. Dylan Howard, as always, welcome.
Dr. Drew, Mike, good afternoon and good to be with you.
Good to be with you too, man.
Good to be with you. And we are, or what do they say in the Handmaid's Tale?
Praise be.
Praise be, Dylan.
Yeah, praise be.
Praise be, Dylan.
Under his eye.
So, you know, we're going to ask our callers in the map maybe after the news break at the bottom of the hour, now what? Who would you rather have as president, Hillary or Donald Trump?
Wow.
I've read some of the things that you've thought and written about as it pertains to her new book. Tell my listeners a little bit about it.
Well, Dr. Drew, obviously Hillary has been scant on details since she lost the 2016 presidential election, save for writing this book, What Happened, due out on September 12th. Well, I actually have an advanced copy of that book, and I can tell you exclusively what is in there. And I mentioned the following names: Donald Trump, obviously, former FBI Director James Comey, her rival Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, even the Today Show host Matt Lauer. These are all people who she has identified in her memoir, What Happened, as having some form of effect on her ability not to win the 2016 election.
Effect or blame? That she blame them? Blame, okay.
Blame or have an effect. Either way, let's go through them one by one. Of course, we know that she's infamously said that President Donald Trump, during the second debate, was creepy, her words, stalking behind her and attempting to intimidate her. That's not new. But in terms of former FBI director, she blames the email scandal well and truly for torpedoing her campaign. She says that she was, quote, shivved by Comey, despite her own admission that the decision to use her personal email was hers and hers alone. That said, she even goes on to talk about Matt Lauer, who, of course, moderated one televised debate between her and then Republican candidate Trump last September. She says that she was ticked off, quote unquote, by Matt Lauer and was left, quote, almost physically sick over his questioning of that email scandal. And I quote Hillary when she says, Lauer had turned what should have been a serious discussion into a pointless ambush. Now, this begs the question, is Hillary taking responsibility for her position and her policy platform, her unlikability perhaps, or is she blaming others with this memoir, What Happened?
Well, it is clearly a lot of blaming. We heard that she's also pulling in Bernie Sanders and obviously FBI Director Comey. And even you said in one point, even when Uma Abedin with the Wiener scandal, obviously not doing her any favors, all she could think about as Uma is crying to her about this horrible situation with her husband, all Ms. Clinton could think about was herself. Is that true?
That's indeed. So she, in her book, she goes on to talk about the scandal of former disgraced New York Congressman Anthony Weiner. And she talks specifically about Uma Abedin crying to her saying, quote, this man is going to be the death of me. That's what Hillary said when Uma, her trusted confidant, was going to be exposed. She says that Abedin looked stricken when she heard of the news that he was caught up sexting minors. And Clinton writes in the tell-all book, this man is going to be the death of me, as Uma burst into tears. Clinton laments, Anthony had already caused me so much heartache, and now this. So it's almost like she's taken the personal issue of Uma and twisted it around into the impact that it's going to have on her own campaign. Now, that said, she is a staunch supporter of her longtime aide, and she says that she never once considered ditching her as her trusted confidant. In the memoir, she says, Uma had done nothing wrong and was an invaluable member of my team. I stuck by her the same way she has always stuck by me.
We're talking to Dylan Howard, the chief content officer for American Media. And how about the relationship between Bill and Hillary? Is that any light shed upon that in the tell-all?
You know, I think that the majority of the tell-all is placed at the campaign and the failed campaign. She does talk about her husband, Bill, and admitting that they have had, quote, dark days in their 42-year marriage. But I guess you don't have to be Albert Einstein to figure that out, considering the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Let me quote another passage from the book. She says, "There were times that I was deeply unsure about whether our marriage could or should survive." In another instance, she actually talks about Bill revealing that he announced to her at one point that he believed she couldn't win, and he warned her that, quote, "you might lose."